USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Mike Garcia, a resident of Eagle Pass, Texas, characterizes the situation there as thousands have already entered the U.S. through the border town in the past week.
It's just overwhelming, and people need to understand that. This is not a problem that's just our problem because the folks aren't staying here. There's not enough resources for them. They're going other places. It's everybody's problem.
Thousands of migrants from Central and South America entered the Mexican state of Chiapas, with some of them carrying a large banner that read, Exodus from Poverty. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are in Mexico for a meeting with President López Obrador. The focal point of discussions will be the unprecedented migration and border security challenges. In the first 2 months of the fiscal year, 30 people attempting to enter the country illegally at the southern border have been apprehended and their names found on the FBI's terror screening database.
It comes across as uncontrolled management. It's not good for us who live down here on the border.
Monica Weisberg-Stewart from the Texas Border Coalition says this serves as a warning for the entire nation. House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to ascertain whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena for closed-door testimony earlier this month. The ban on the sale of certain Apple smartwatches has been temporarily suspended. Wednesday, a federal appeals court issued a temporary block on enforcing an International Trade Commission order that prohibited Apple from selling its latest Apple Watch models in the U.S. in response to an ITC order, which concluded the blood oxygen sensor violated intellectual property. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During the holiday season, individuals are acquiring the newest and most sought-after gifts, but regrettably, this also encompasses the unwelcome gift that continues to spread, COVID-19. According to the Center for Disease Control, two new variants of COVID-19, named JN1 and HV1, are proliferating throughout the country, collectively contributing to over 60% of current COVID-19 infections. Severe winter weather continues to create challenges across the nation's midsection and large metros along the East Coast.
A winter storm brought snow and ice to the states across the plains and upper Midwest on Monday and Tuesday, with more than a foot of snow reported in parts of the Dakotas. Snow and ice shut down a long stretch of a Nebraska interstate highway late Tuesday. There was also a marginal threat of flooding rain forecasted along the I-95 corridor in D.C., New York, and Philadelphia today. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A Fox News anchor and reporter, Matt Napolitano, passed away at the age of 33. Napolitano, who contributed to Fox News' radio platforms, died in New York City on Saturday after a brief illness. Ricky Whitcomb, Napolitano's husband, confirmed his death on X, revealing that Napolitano had been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease almost 2 decades ago and succumbed to an infection. And the sale of the Dallas Mavericks has been officially approved by the NBA. Mark Cuban has transferred a controlling interest to casino mogul Miriam Adelson and her family. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.